these are, first of all, they are natural plant beings. They are as alive as we are, and all peoples in all cultures have respected them. Our lives depend on them. They depend on our having an honorable relationship with them. We forget this stuff. We think it's all about human beings and machines. It's about plants and animals and the earth. And shamanism, at its best, takes us back there to the earth. And so this is one of the reasons that Steve and I take very seriously and treat respectfully the shamanic teachers that we've been with. There are greater and lesser shamans. There are some pretty bad ones out there. They're fakers. But largely, the shamanic worldview is that everything is alive, and everything that lives is holy. And I'm quoting Blake and a few other Christian mystics also. If Steve can, I'll ask him in a little bit to quote a very beautiful short piece of a poem from a great Christian mystic. But I think that the peyote, the ayahuasca, these are teachers. And the most thoughtful people in the ayahuasca tradition say, we didn't really receive Christ, the great being who came as Christ in the right way, the great being who came as Buddha in the right way. Much good was done, and a lot of harm has continued to be done. Whoever these teachers are, they keep coming. And the ayahuasca is Christ come again in this form to that community. They really strongly believe that.
Somebody deliver a microphone to Lincoln over here.
The last thing I want to say about plants is that plants are innocent. They're innocent. There are no evil plants.
The Santo Daime tradition.
Plants are innocent. Just think about it. You know, I mean, this is something we project on them. This is bad, this is good. There are no evil plants.
Santo Daime tradition of Brazil is where Robin and I have done most of our journeying, and it's done in a very tight ceremony with Christian overtones and flavor, but it's also shamanic in many ways. And I was leery about the Christian part, but I see how they use it, and they use it very well, I think, in a lot of ways. The songs that come are called Hino instead of Ikaro, which are by the shamanic cultures. And it truly is a visionary experience. There's no question about it. I mean, I don't believe with, I forget who the conservative theologian says that if it's a drug is involved in your mystical experience, it's not real. Who's he to say? But anyway, the Santo Daime tradition believes that Christ has come back in the spirit world in a form called the Yoramidam, which is sort of like the Holy Ghost. It's in an astral realm. And he has come back to the earth in the form of the Banisteriopsis kapi, the jungle liana vine that's used to make the medicine. And so they say Christ is, I am the vine, ye are the branches. And they're very serious about that. And when we took our whole group of doctors, CEOs of corporations, about 50 people, to ceremonies in Brazil, we went to the church in Rio de Janeiro, and I met Paulo Roberto, the padrinho, he's called in Portuguese, who was there. And I said, gee, a lot of this is really very reminiscent of the Christian Mass. He says, yeah, it's like the Christian Mass, only our sacrament is not inert. Oh. Another question. Yes.
I have two comments. One is about China. There is a resurgence of spiritual search in China very recently.
Wow.
And there's Christian churches and Buddhist churches, and some people will go to three churches in one morning, mm-hmm. kind of cafeteria shopping like happens here. But there is a sincere looking for something beyond materialism.
Wonderful.
And it's such a wonderful sign because there's so many people that live there. The other thing is that your comment about Republicans, I think that they're operating out of fear. They see the world changing and they want to keep it static, and we all know what happens then.
Yeah.
And it's falling apart around their ears, and they need our compassion.
Yes.
And it's difficult to find sometimes because of the evil that they are perpetrating. But
I was raised in a Republican household. My parents are both Republicans. The whole family was Norwegian Republicans, and I was trying to figure it out. I was going, like, wait a minute, you guys aren't the Rockefellers. Why are you Republicans? You're middle-class school teachers who, you know, ought to belong to a union if you don't. Yeah.
Hi. Bill Wilson, one of the founders of Alcoholics Anonymous. So I don't know if most people should be aware that Carl Jung was instrumental in the origin of AA. And you know, in thinking about the idea of the use of mind-altering substances, he doesn't want me to speak so loud. Sorry.
It's a sweet sound.
I'm sorry. And thinking about the use of altered substances, substances to achieve altered states of consciousness, especially in the quest for spirituality, I think that that's really been explored a lot, by AA, and a group of people who, can't imbibe substances and still need to achieve, kind of spiritual experiences. In fact, in order to recover, the purpose of AA is to create a spiritual experience. So, I'm just curious if you have any thoughts about that. I mean, this idea of, I guess, for people that are handicapped and that they can't use other substances to achieve this, how do you see the relationship, I guess, between that and between spirituality and spirituality without other substances?
Okay. Well, the preferred term in the circles that I move in these days is not psychedelic or mind-manifesting substances. They're called entheogenic substances, substances that make you realize you have God within you. And I like that attribution, entheogens or entheogenic substances. And if you read the work of John Allegro or Gordon Wasson, they make a really convincing picture that the beginnings of much of modern religion began with visionary vegetables, began with mushrooms, and the Eleusinian mysteries were about an LSD-like substance that occurs on the rye plant, an ergot derivative. And there's quite a lot of evidence. And when you are in the mystery, you don't have any doubt that it's real. You may talk with your ancestors. You may make a journey out of the body. I was telling the story somewhere recently that in the ayahuasca ceremony, there come to be the hymns that you're singing have all been channeled from the spirit world and from the realm of the Yoramidam. And it'll come about that somebody will have one of these hymns channeled, and by evening, everybody in the village is singing it. And when you sing it in sacred ceremony, you hit a particular symbolic configuration, and all of a sudden you're knocked to the floor and you're vomiting. It's the weirdest kind of thing. It's happened to me dozens of times. Yeah. The same thing happens when you get in touch with some of your own psychological complexes. You find that you're just, either you lose consciousness, you can faint, you can vomit, you can start shaking all over, like you're having an epileptic seizure. It can be quite a dramatic thing, and it all is over a psycho-spiritual discovery. Lincoln.
Oh, I just wanted to make a comment about the spiritual experience of ayahuasca. I don't have a great deal of psychedelic experience, but a couple of decades with ayahuasca and a lot of people's reports. I just wanted to reflect that in a lot of spiritual teachings, Raja Yoga in particular, but probably everyone, often it's said that the true religious connection is a form of remembering. Remembering something deeper than you thought you ever experienced, and something that's totally ineffable. It's only in the reports of ayahuasca and in my experience with it that I've contacted that, where you or I and other people have reported, you feel open to something beyond your comprehension. And you feel you remember it, you recognize it. And basically that's all we come away with, is we can't describe it, we can't convey it, and we strain to remember it. But it, in my experience, is an essential thread to recognize that there's a reality beyond everything we're aware of. And that's all I'd say about the best I've found in ayahuasca.
I knew you'd have something good to say.
Well,
can I say
there it is.
Can I say something about the question again of without assistance from plants or from substances? Because that's an important question. And I think that Lincoln just touched on that. There are many ways, and they are available to us because we are part of this divine continuum with the plants and the animals and the stones and everything. And when we have experiences, whatever opened the experience to us is a teacher. What we do with it comes out of other aspects of our life. The thing that I've observed about the ayahuasca people, the Daime people, is that they live lives of service. Their communities are assisting in Brazil's troubled cities. They're treating people with leprosy and other diseases in the jungle. They live lives of service. And that's one of the ways I think we see when, and I see it in this community here, when people have a spiritual connection, or even just honestly searching for it, you begin to, you see service, you see people reaching out to other people.
Can we have just one more question, and we ran out of time, an answer?
I liked what Robin said. It seems to me that there's a surge of every 10 years or so, there's a surge in let's all get back to the psychedelics and we will have the new age and we will all feel more religious. And yet at the same time, there's a point where you have to come back from that. And you have to find a way to live with who you are and without plants. Mm-hmm. And the discipline of faith and meditation and so forth is the only way that you can continue that journey. And sometimes it feels to me like the drugs, it's all very interesting story, but it's too quick. God comes in many ways.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I'll just say real quickly, I realize we're running out of time, that Robin and I don't really take drugs anymore, haven't for a number of years. I have a whole office and we both have a community to run. I have to stay clear for all those other people. And I can't be confused and forgetting what I'm doing and enjoying myself in visions and that kind of thing. So I do use neurofeedback as a way of getting myself not only high, but much more honed than I was in my 60s. I think probably I'm smarter than I was a decade ago. My memory is working better. I take certain nutrients for that, and I'd be glad to share that kind of information with people. But I do neurofeedback regularly. I do it almost every week. And it keeps me clear, and I meditate, and I do Qigong. And I exercise almost every day.
And you do breath work.
I do breath work, and I play music, and I sing. And that'll keep you going.
Hey. Sing or do some music for us tonight for talent show.
The note.
Yeah.
Was it a talent
friends,
show tonight?
Friends, I've been asked by one of the planning committee members, and I will say this with my own voice. I'm not parroting hers. That we all need to be reminded that Democrats and Republicans are all parts of God's earth.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.